Now, here's another interesting story this week, unblocking blood vessels. Now, about one person in three is destined to develop some kind of heart problem in their lifetime. The commonest heart problem being an MI, or myocardial infarction, a heart attack. And this occurs when a blood vessel becomes obstructed, usually with a blood clot or a thrombus, which has occurred on a damaged area of the blood vessel wall and either blocks the vessel there in situ or breaks away, floats downstream and then blocks the vessel at a point where the blood clot is bigger than the vessel lumen. And you then deprive the tissue supplied by that vessel of blood and therefore oxygen and sugar, and the tissue can die. And that's what happens during a heart attack. Now, one way to manage that problem is that doctors can inject a chemical. There are two that are available. One is called streptokinase. It's made by the Streptococcus bacterium. The other is called TPA, tissue plasminogen activator, and this is a natural human protein. And in both cases, they break down clotted blood. So you can inject these chemicals into the bloodstream. They will go to the obstruction and they will dissolve the clot, thereby restoring blood flow to the damaged area. Now, the problem is that doctors have to give very big doses of these agents and they are delivered to all the tissues in the body, which means that if there is a thrombus or an area of a blood vessel that's been damaged that you do want to stay sealed because, for instance, you had a small rupture in a blood vessel in your gut, for example, and you give one of these drugs, there is a risk that then you dissolve the protective thrombus and you cause hemorrhage somewhere else. And this can also occur in the brain. There's a risk of getting a stroke after you treat an obstructed blood vessel in this way. So if there were a way to target this clot-dissolving therapy more precisely to where it needs to go, then that would be a terrific step forward. And this week, publishing in the journal Science, there is an announcement of an approach that the researchers who are at Harvard, this is Donald Ingber and his colleagues, they dub this SANTS, S-A-N-T-S, Shear Activated Nanotherapeutics. Now, put simply, what they've done is they take a chemical called polylactic coglycolic acid, PLGA, and they spray a fine mist of this chemical, and the droplets dry out, and they form tiny aggregations about 1 micron or 1/1 of a millimetre across, which are themselves composed of lots of tiny nanoparticles all glued together. And they have found that these particles, because they are water-hating or hydrophobic, they cling together. And if you inject them into the bloodstream, under normal flow characteristics, they stay sticking together. But in areas where blood vessels have been narrowed because they are blocked or partially blocked by a thrombus, you get turbulence or shear forces in the blood vessel. And that turbulence is enough to disrupt and blow apart these aggregations. So what the researchers have been able to do is to stick onto these aggregations molecules of tissue plasminogen activator, the clot-busting drug. In fact, they stuck about 500,000 molecules on each of these tiny particles. They were then able to inject those into the bloodstreams of mice that had blood clots either blocking their blood vessels in their guts or their blood vessels in their lungs, and they could dissolve out the clots using this technique, and they didn't see any bleeding anywhere else. So this looks like you've got a way of exploiting the fact that in the region where blood vessels are blocked, you get more turbulence, and the turbulence can cause these particles to break apart and then deploy their drug-active content only where it's needed and not where it's not needed.
And is it only regions next to clots where you get these shear forces, where you get this turbulence in the blood? Are there not other parts of the circulation where blood is just turbulent as a result of the actual layout of the veins, for example?
They've looked at that. In fact, they do some models and they also do modelling in vivo. And what they found is that it's only in regions where you have vessels obstructed or almost 90% occluded that you get the level of turbulence and therefore shear forces that you need to disaggregate or break apart these drug-bearing nanoparticles. In fact, in regions where there are 90% or more occlusions of blood vessels, then the level of shear forces is between 10 and 100 times greater than anywhere else that you would see in the body. So this is a really neat way, actually, of targeting the therapy, because that range between what's normal and what occurs in the disease state is so wide that you can be selective for one and not the other.